As we come to hear God's word, let us pray. Help us, Lord, as we take up your invitation to prayer and simplicity, that the discipline of Lent may sharpen our hunger for the feast of your holy friendship and whet our thirst for the living water you offer through Jesus Christ. Amen. Two explorers were lost in the heat of the desert, desperate for water. And off in the distance, they see a camp of beautiful tents. Hoping that it is not just a mirage, they crawl on their hands and knees towards it. And on arrival, they find it's a market. And they stagger up to the first tent of the market and say to the stallholder, "Please, have you any water?" And the stallholder replied, "Sorry, my friends, I have no water. All I have is this bowl. It's full of jelly, sponge, custard, cream, and chocolate shavings on the top." Well, perplexed but undeterred, the two explorers went to the next stallholder and asked for the same. "Please, give us water." "I'm sorry," replied, and he gave the same answer. "All we have are these bowls of custard and cream and sponge and shavings on the top." That's all they had. Not one drop of water. They went to one stall after another, but it was the same story. Finally, at the end, the first explorer said to the other one, "Well, that was very strange." And the other replied, "Yes, it was a trifle bizarre." Oh dear. It's Lent. It's the time of suffering, so. Well, I wonder if you're thirsty or hungry within today. Probably you prefer trifle to water by looking at some of you. Yeah, we have that physical hunger and thirst, but there is also that thirst and longing of the human heart. And Lent is a time, once again, a gift for us to look inside and stop and think, what is it I'm really wanting in life? What am I hungering or thirsting after? What are my hopes and dreams? Where is my hope placed? What are my longings? And what is it, after all these years, that perhaps still leaves me longing, needing more, dissatisfied? Am I looking in the right place, in the best place? Am I looking to God to meet my longings? Many times in the Bible, we read how God's people, in their weakness, in their self-centered view of life, turned from God and went their own way, turning from the only one who could truly fill them, meet their needs. And the prophet Jeremiah spoke about this when he spoke this word of the Lord about two great evils. Jeremiah 2:13 says, "My people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water." Our human pride and human wisdom lead us to turn from God and dig our own wells. to spend our energies searching for that which would make us truly happy, only to see the truth that, like water seeping through the cracks and draining away into the desert, we're left dry and dissatisfied. The Christian writer Edmund Banyard wrote about this when he wrote these words: "We are thirsty. We have tried to quench our thirst at many wells, but the craving remains. We are still unsatisfied. We have refurbished our homes, re-equipped our wardrobes, stocked up our freezers, invested in the latest technological wonders. We've changed our car, changed our diet, changed our job, changed so much, but we are still unsatisfied, still thirsty. Are you saying, Lord, that the one thing that really matters is still missing? That we shall go on being thirsty until we start again with you?" God opens our eyes to see the difference between a mirage and reality. A mirage is a very strange trick of nature. When the conditions are right, light and air can trick our brains into seeing things that aren't really there. Is that an oasis of life-giving water, or is it just a mirage, an illusion? In Lent, we desire to create space to listen to God and to sift truth from illusion. And as Mary prayed on the world map, we pray that all our world's leaders will learn to recognize the mirage of power and conquest and empire, to see the reality of human suffering and respond to it in pity and mercy, as must we all. And in our own lives, just as Jesus resisted temptation in the desert wilderness, we are to acknowledge again today our cravings and longings, our temptations, to bring them to God and lay them at the foot of his cross once again, and ask God to purify our hearts and desires and motives, our hopes and our dreams, and transform us with his wonderful love. When the springs of your life run dry, God offers you living water, the fruit of the vine, and the bread of heaven. So I say to you today, abandon your broken cisterns. Abandon yourself to God. Seek the Lord while he is near, while it is today. God says, come to my table. Come, take your place at my banquet. I call you by name. There is place for you at my table. Come share in this communal feast of life in all its fullness. As Isaiah said, you don't need money. You can't buy your place. You can't earn your place by good deeds. Just bring yourself as you are with all your questions, with all your pain, with all your doubts, with all your grief, with all your worry, with all your disappointments, with all your hunger and thirst, come feast on the living presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, who loves you and gave himself for you. At his table, by his Holy Spirit, he meets us and fills us to overflowing. Only in coming to Jesus, drinking deep of his love, can we be truly quenched today and filled to so much of overflowing that it flows out from us as a channel, a stream to others that you will meet in this week ahead. A stream of love, a stream of pity, a stream of care. Like Jesus, who witnessed to that woman at the well, you will be his witness in this week ahead and lead others to the fountain of life and his open table. Amen. Let us pray. A moment of quiet prayer as we just reflect on our longings and what God is saying to us and offering us today. We thank you, Lord, that you hear our prayers in our dryness. And now, Lord, in obedience, we accept your invitation to come to your table, to drink the water of life, the cup of eternal life, and the bread of heaven. Thank you, Lord. Amen.